I'm Laura Winters. President Biden and former President Trump both speaking in Georgia Saturday night. Biden in Atlanta, Trump in the town of Rome.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Instead of celebrating the contribution of immigrants to our country, to our economy and our communities, Donald Trump calls them vermin.
President Biden telling MSNBC in a sit-down interview he should not have used the word illegal to describe the illegal alien accused of killing 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Instead, he tells the left-leaning network he should have used the word undocumented during his State of the Union speech to describe the suspect here in our country illegally from Venezuela. Biden also called her Lincoln Riley instead of her real name, which is Lakin. The latest Fox News power rankings has the state of Georgia leaning red this election cycle. There are calls in the Democrat-run city of Chicago to follow New York City's lead to send in the Illinois National Guard to patrol the transit system as a result of the huge uptick in crime, officers in New York City searching bags and finding knives and guns. Three people killed after a National Guard helicopter crashes at our southern border. Two National Guard soldiers killed. One Border Patrol agent also died in the crash. Another soldier in the hospital. The chopper was in the area conducting aviation operations near Rio Grande City in Texas. And a friendly reminder, if you have not done so already, to set your clocks ahead an hour. Daylight saving time started Sunday at 2 a.m., so it stays lighter later. We fall back an hour in November. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What is still unclear this Sunday, will President Biden agree to debate former President Trump ahead of the November election? Reporters asking the president this key question prior to boarding Air Force One to Philadelphia on Friday. Here's his answer.
It depends on his behavior.
And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that.
In other news, President Biden says he is still hoping to have a ceasefire in place in the Middle East prior to the start of Ramadan. Biden says his CIA director is conducting last-minute talks in Israel. The Muslim holiday starts Sunday night.
So I want to see a ceasefire, and I'm starting with a major, major exchange of prisoners for a six-week period. We're going into Ramadan. It should be nothing happening, and we should build off of that ceasefire.
Israeli and U.S. hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists since the attack on October 7th.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island.
And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.